Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the infamous diary. It is fading fast.
Are you going to tell us today? Or are you waiting?
Oh, yeah, you promised that,
I don't think
right?
I said today. Did I say today?
Or was it just the end of the week?
I don't know. Did
I don't remember.
It?
Maybe you said at the end of the week you'll tell us how many are left.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know it's fading fast.
It's fading real fast. And so we need to just savor every moment. And we also need to give Erica a break because... she can't read it, but I showed the diary to some other people and they I just opened to a random page and I'm
like a page
read
we've
that.
Already read.
Yeah. And they were like, her loopy.
It's wild.
It's insane to me. Yeah. Like she should be
and it gets
institutionalized.
Loopier, the loopier she gets.
Yes. When she's fired up, it's hard to handle.
I know. And you've brought out the diary at a couple, like we had a live at 5 or some people asked to see the diary and stuff. And I want to say, I genuinely have never touched the diary. I don't.
You honestly haven't?
I honestly haven't. So if you've been one of those people that have looked at it, like, good on you.
Would you like to?
No, I feel.
Maybe when it's
over? Done?
Like I'm not worthy. I don't know. It's just.
You're very worthy.
You guys, it's so secretive. You hand it back and forth and I just.
Like even
kinda,
on Monday when we read the last entry, you don't want
to. On Monday?
Just kidding.
You're so annoying.
I just wanted all y'all to be like, oh no, is it Monday? It might be. So what happened in the last one? It was chunky,
it was but we didn't get a ton. It was Sally's. It seemed like bridal shower or bachelorette party thing. A
lot of lingerie and bath salts.
And she was making fun of Sally's friends.
But overall, it was a good time.
Yeah, but Sally also did the thing where she's like, I always wanted kids. I can't wait to have a daughter. And it's like, she's 28. She's not really your daughter.
But you do have to let her assimilate to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let Sally come
in.
I mean, you got to let her in.
There's a way to be family without being like, yeah, and I'm your daughter all
right.
of a sudden.
That is the distinction.
That part bothers
you
me.
Can be a grown human who's boinking my father, but that doesn't...
Wait. Why'd you have to do that?
Well, because that is what's happening.
Did they write their own vows?
All right, so that was when?
June 17th.
Yeah, June 17th. Okay. This is July 1st. Reminder, that is about a year from when Mike proposed.
Oh.
And then ultimately
when did
they
he
broke
propose?
Did July 4th on their anniversary, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anniversary of nothing. Just of the anniversary of the day he knocked her off the chair or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, July 1st. I don't know if it was the wedding of the century or anything, but it was definitely interesting. We definitely belonged on one of those fashion reality shows.
Okay. I don't remember. Were there fashion reality shows 20 years ago?
Or the Four Brides one where it was like
four weddings.
Four weddings.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. It looks like it says fashion reality shows. So
okay.
We'll go with that. It was Sally's first wedding, and I guess she'd been planning it for some time because I'm pretty sure we had a tradition from every decade. As a professional bridesmaid, I thought I had seen it all, but this was like a wedding factory exploded.
Ew.
I did the same reading from the prophet that I've done at like 7 other weddings.
Is that the Faith, Hope, Love one or something?
No, that's Corinthians.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Don't ask why I know that.
Because you're getting married?
There will be no...
Oh, you're not reading any?
No.
Not even like the Faith, Hope, and of these the strongest.
Faith, Hope, and Love, and of these and love.
As long as,
what did you say
it's
it was
a
from?
The sorority thing. The Prophet.
The Prophet.
Is that a Bible? I didn't know.
I don't. You're asking the wrong girl.
I know the two Catholic boys in here. You are recovering, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, I went to Mullen. I'm so sorry. I'm letting them down. I've got nothing.
It offers a poetic view of marriage as a balance of togetherness and individuality, urging couples to give each other space while maintaining deep connection.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. From the Old Testament.
Okay. That's because I have it memorized, so that was easy. The best was when they left the ceremony and had people either blowing bubbles or holding sparklers.
Oh, this is when we got off the rice. I thought we got off the rice more recently. Because you stopped.
No, I remember the bubbles being real popular.
Because we were killing birds.
Yeah.
With the rice.
Because they eat the rice.
And then it expands.
And then they drink a little water and then it goes, and they go. Yeah.
Okay.
Little bird plosion there.
I'm going to keep going. I hate to make fun, but it was like being at a car wash on the 4th of July. Our dresses were baby blue and floor length, which for an afternoon wedding in June, I bet we all looked like drowned rats. She's being so dramatic.
Yeah.
But it's sweat. Like, I guarantee you Hack can relate. He's he just doesn't want to be hot.
Floor length dresses are the standard period now.
In the summer?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. You do not wear a short gown or a short dress as a bridesmaid.
No. Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 2020 or 2006.
You can't wear knee length in the summer?
Who wears knee length?
Even if it's like tight, like a pencil kind of like.
No.
No?
No. I've never seen it, at least.
So it's got to be clear to the floor in June. Oh, my God.
Do you know how
impressive?
Do you know how little fabric we wear? Like, it's not like it's a long-sleeved coat.
Like the men have to wear? Hello? They're in a tank top.
You make an interesting point.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Okay. I didn't know I could sweat that much. The reception was another nightmare on its own. I keep trying to tell myself that it's not as bad as it could have been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was bad?
Exactly.
I will say it looks like she might continue in the next entry.
What's the date?
The next day.
Okay. So she wrapped up and like, she's just so negative, but you guys, maybe I'm just trying to talk to people in the room. Lately, there've been some people in the room who don't like her, but like, it's Hack.
It's me.
Yeah. No wonder he hasn't touched the diary.
Well, she comes in. I think she decided this is going to be negative. This is going to be awful. Right. And then in her entry.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yikes.
She had the quill and it wasn't negative, but she still is saying it like, oh, it was so horrible. But like Aaron said, what was
but
bad?
But do you
what
think? Was, in real life, she walks around like, this sucks.
No, and that's the thing that I myself forget a lot is this is her diary.
This is her diary.
Right.
This is where she gets out the negative stuff. Like, she was probably lovely the whole day.
Right.
She probably had fun. That's but then fair. Later, she's just got to be, that sucks, you see. She's just kind of like, it's what we all do. She's just.
Did you make her to be like the...
An old-timey?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I don't like that, see?
Full length, see?
Oh, gosh.
But like, you know, I'm just... We're so quick to judge, but she's only... We're only getting one side of her personality. We don't know.
That's true.
It's only things she's saying to herself. She's not telling other people this.
We hope.
As far as we know.
Oh, so am I being too harsh on her? Because this is her inner dialogue.
Yeah.
And that's more like she needs...
You probably have some nasty things in your inner dialogue. And I meant nasty mean.
Let's explore it.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it.
TX Diary starts on Tuesday. Okay, so We think that there's going to be more wedding talk in the next century.
I will say I saw like the first three words. I think it's possible. I have no idea, but it just seems like maybe she's going to continue on about that.
But she didn't mention Jake coming to the wedding.
She didn't.
Oh.
And that's weird because he's met her mom. So yeah. Why not come to her dad's?
Be the plus one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Or she didn't mention like the other groomsmen or whatever, because especially in 2006, they'd have to pair up, walk in together.
Oh, yeah.
Kinda...
Maybe she walked with her brother.
Oh, could be. Sure. Yeah.
Alex. Brain cells still firing over here. All right. Well, the very next day's entry and close to the last is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.